and everything's in stock for delivery or collection. Cut out the middleman and come direct to the factory, where savings are always guaranteed. Check out their great offers on flooring and beds at factorycarpets.ie or call in to Woodlands Industrial Estate, Killarney and Rathas, Tralee.
Give the gift of time together this Christmas with a gift voucher from the Ash Hotel. Proud winners of the Munster Boutique Hotel of the Year and Munster Afternoon Tea Hotel of the Year at the Irish Hotel Awards. Treat your loved ones to an overnight stay, a delicious dining experience or a monetary voucher. Available from hotel reception or purchase online at theashhotel.ie.
Santa looks after the toys, but who dresses all the girls and boys? Mods and Minis, of course. You'll find perfect festive outfits and adorable baby clothes for newborns right up to 12 years old. And with great offers in store, you'll find the joy without the journey. Visit Mods and Minis at the Mall in Tralee, the Killarney Outlet Centre or Mallow, and keep your Christmas truly local by supporting Irish retailers. Mods and Minis, making Christmas magical for little ones.
Time is the most precious gift. Time to savor and delight in life's magical moments. This Christmas, give them the gift of time made richer with a voucher from the Killarney Park Hotel. Discover our new era of luxury with beautifully reimagined guest rooms, exquisite dining, and tranquil spa. Genuine warmth with unforgettable five-star luxury at the Killarney Park. The kingdom's at your feet. KillarneyParkHotel.ie.
Call Kerry today on 066 712 3666.
Now it's just after 10. Let's get the latest news update from Niamh O'Sullivan.
Thanks, Trasa. Good morning. A woman is in critical condition following a crash on the Castle Island to Farnforth Road overnight. The crash happened on the N23 at Lisheen Bourne, Castle Island at 20 to 12 last night. The road had been closed for a technical examination, but Gardaí say the road has since reopened. Three men are due in court this morning, charged in connection with a multi-million euro drug seizure in Wexford and Dublin. Over 7 million euro worth of cocaine was discovered during searches in Gorey and Shankill on Monday. The number of unaccompanied minors migrating here last year jumped by 17%, according to a new report. Overall, immigration into Ireland dropped by 16%, with a 71% fall in the number of Ukrainians arriving here accompanied here compared to 2023. And the first mobile phone call in Ireland was made on this day in 1985. It's 40 years since broadcaster Pat Kenny answered a giant Motorola on a street in Dublin after the then Minister of Communications gave him a call. And we'll have news in full at 11.
Hey, looking for car insurance that's simple, fast and comes with a little extra? That's RedClick. Right now, when you quote and buy online, we'll give you a €40 retail voucher to treat yourself to something special. For insurance that's easy, insurance that's quick, visit redclick.ie. Offer applies to new private car policies purchased until 28th of February 2026. Acceptance criteria, T's and C's apply. Generali Hispania de Seguros y Reyes Seguros S.A. Trading as RedClick and Generali is authorised by the General Directorate of Insurance and Pension Funds in Spain and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for consumer protection rules.
Radio Kerry weather.
Now, let's see what is in the offing in the weather department. Cloudy to start with outbreaks of rain and drizzle moving in from the west early on. Heavy at times. Rain, though, will gradually clear through the late afternoon. Highs of 7 to 11 degrees. Coolest, though, on the coast. Feeling breezy, too, because we're going to have fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds. Then for tonight, it's going to be chilly, but with mostly dry and clear spells. Showers, though, will become more widespread towards Friday morning. Lows of 0 to 4 degrees. And then for tomorrow, Friday, crisp start with bright spells and scattered showers, turning heavy at times with a chance of hail or isolated thunderstorms. Showers will gradually clear throughout the evening with plenty clear and sunny spells developing. Highs for tomorrow, Friday, of 7 to 11 degrees. Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Kerry Today. I'm Trasa Murphy in for Gerry O'Sullivan this morning. And thank you very much for your company. We'll be giving you out more details of how to get involved, how to support Radio Kerry's Christmas Jumper Day in aid of St. Vincent de Paul Kerry in a while. But my God, what a great report from Andrew and Elaine, and brilliant contributions from the teachers and especially the children children of St. Teresa's National School, Kilfin. Incredible music, incredible talk. I mean, they were absolute naturals on radio. They definitely have careers in broadcasting, they do. And I would love to see their jumpers. Actually, we may well see some of their jumpers, because obviously we're encouraging people, we're encouraging you to send in your photographs of you sporting your finest Christmas jumper in aid of St. Vincent de Paul for Radio Kerry Christmas Jumper Day. And we will be sharing them on our website. We will also be sharing them on our social media channels. Lots of calls coming into us. In a while, we'll be giving you details of how to enter the Lidl competition today. Of course, this is to celebrate how Lidl is opening its new store in Listowel. And we've been getting huge amounts of entries this week for the competition. Very popular it is, and not surprising, with your stories of what you happen to buy on the middle aisle of Lidl. Just one or two comments on road safety. Should be compulsory that pedestrians and cyclists have to wear high-vis jackets. Pitch black, they are impossible to see, and we will get back to more of those anon. So we are returning to a topic we threw out at the start of the programme. You would have heard Jerry mention the breaking news yesterday about how Donald Trump's administration in the US are considering moves to hand that people who want to come to America, who want to visit America, who want a holiday in America, would have to hand over 5 years of social media history. We're joined on the line by Ireland South MEP for Fine Gael, from Kilcommon, of course, former GAA President Sean Kelly. Sean, good morning to you. You are not happy with this proposal by the US government, and we should say at this moment in time, it is only a proposal.
Yes, Tessa, and I think that's an important point, that it's open for consultation, but at the same time, I think it shows intent, because Donald Trump has been mentioning this for some time. And I think it has taken a lot of people by surprise, particularly with the extent of the measures proposed. I mean, mandatory social media disclosure, having, as you said, to give the social media handles, the usernames for the past 5 years, emails, etc. This would be akin, Trasa, to people who immigrated from Ireland 50 years ago and more, having to produce all the letters they received and sent over the previous 5 or 10 years before they'd be left into the United States. And I think it goes against the spirit of the land of the free, and of course also the freedom of expression, which is a universal part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But hopefully, as you say, that it's a consultation. Donald Trump has a tendency to come out with a big, bold statement and then maybe review it and tone it down a bit. But at the same time, we cannot be guaranteed that's the case, and it will have caused fierce problems for people going there. They'll have to think twice. And particularly, Trasa, if we do qualify for the World Cup, which we hope we will, people going there to support the team is going to make it very difficult for them also.
And Sean, what would you say to the argument that when it comes up that somebody has carried out, frequently it has come up when somebody has carried out a terrorist attack, that the signs were there in their social media, in their usage, in their comments, in the posts they liked, and that in this digital era, it's a legitimate way of vetting people before they enter a country. And obviously, America, since 9/11, has been highly conscious of the threat of terrorism, and that it's understandable that they would do this, that there's a rational basis to it.
Not really, because if that was the case, to apply to all countries across the world, I mean, there are visas you have to get, you have to fill in forms, and you have to, and they can be checked. And one of those would be, obviously, if you were a terrorist, etc., the record would be there. But to extend it to every single person wanting to go to the United States, even for a short period of time, I think it just goes beyond the beyonds. And I hope, as I said, that it won't come into being, at least to be toned down a good bit. But I think at the same time, it is something that we would have concerns about, because it's really impinging on, as I said, the basic principles of freedom of expression, etc. I mean, and also it takes in your family members, etc. So it's a huge burden on anyone going and revealing about your family. And you could be the most innocent person in the world, and you could have someone connected to you, unfortunately, who may have done something which wouldn't be acceptable from the point of view of getting a visa, and you could be rejected as a result of that as well. So it's not just individual, it takes in the entire connections, really, and it gives powers that they can say yes or no depending on what they decide themselves, and that's limiting freedom of movement as well, because if we wouldn't apply that in Ireland to people who come from the States, we have a great relationship with them, we like them coming here, or we have good friends there, so hopefully maybe that might help us to convince Donald Trump and his people in his government to maybe look at this again.
And could I clarify this with you, Sean? It's a proposal, we need to stress, and you've rightly said at the start, we need to process, this isn't set in stone, it's only a proposal from the Trump administration that tourists from certain countries would have to provide a 5-year social media history. It's from dozens of countries, but are there some countries that, under this proposal, there wouldn't be such a demand?
You would hope so, and I saw in his communication.
I mean, it would be interesting to see if such a demand is being made of Russians, for example.
Exactly. He didn't make much mention of Russia. It's extraordinary, really, how sympathetic he seems to be of Russia, especially almost blaming Ukraine for being attacked by Russia, which is just total bunkum altogether. But I also noted in the communication, because I saw it, he did make a positive reference to both England and Ireland, and I think that's a good thing, and I think we have to use that to hopefully maybe get an exemption for Ireland, because I think the relationship is so close, and so many Americans have connections with Ireland, their ancestry is Irish, and we'd like to see that relationship continue into the future. And in Donald Trump himself, I think he has a little bit of grow for Ireland. Obviously, he has his place in Dunbeg. So maybe we could use our best diplomatic efforts to maybe get this removed, particularly for Ireland, but also I think it would be good if it was removed for the entire European Union as well.
What is he playing at? Or I mean, people... I mean, we've seen this week the document that came out from the US government basically saying that, basically casting the EU as an enemy and as a force for evil against the US, and that that Europe faces civilizational erasure, using language that is certainly never used in terms of Russia or North Korea or even, dare I say, China. Can we even count on the US to be as an ally anymore?
Well, you can see what's happening in Europe now, where we have to look at our own defence and increase hugely the amount of spending on defence. America, I can understand their point to a certain extent, are no longer going to be the policemen of the world. But at the same time, turning against your allies is not a very nice thing to do because of the connections. We're both democratic countries, and be putting a non-democratic authoritarianist state like Russia seems to be more favourable to them than Europe at the moment. You wonder what did Europe do wrong overall in that context. But I think it's the concept of the European Union being so big, and because it's so big, it's probably seen as being powerful. Whereas if it was just the 27 individual states themselves, then they'd all be much smaller and weaker than the collective in terms of dealing with the United States. And I think also a lot of the regulations that were introduced here, particularly in relation to controls on the tech companies, etc., and also, of course, trying to reduce carbon emissions and move away from fossil fuels, all those things are anti what Donald Trump believes in. And I think that all feeds into the narrative. In the other context, though, you have to say that he has a point in relation to what he called the wrong kind of people. Sometimes it has happened in the past, particularly in relation to the drug barons, etc., going and also causing conflict. So he has a point in extent, but he's overdoing the reaction altogether, sweeping everything into the brush, and we all get caught up in the middle of it, whereas problem is, in terms of the population, very, very small indeed.
And finally, could I ask you briefly on a totally separate issue, but one could argue it's related as well. There's news from the Irish Times today that images taken by an EU satellite last week, shortly before the sighting of five rogue drones in Dublin Bay, which coincided with the visit of President Zelensky, show the nearby presence of a dark vessel, so-called, which appears to be trying to hide its location. This news comes as a report warns Ireland may be targeted by hostile actors next year as it hosts the EU presidency and says the country lacks capacity to defend against such attacks. What's your response?
It's true. We do lack the capacity at the moment, but at least there's awareness of it now. And I think with our allies in Europe, and particularly the United Kingdom, we can do something about it. I have been saying for some time, and I think others as well, that our subsea cables and our interconnectors are at risk from attack by malign actors. And there have been ships there monitoring and mapping what we have. And you would wonder what was the intent. So we have to make sure we can defend them and at least be aware of what's happening. And if we can't defend them, at least get allies who can help us while we are putting the capacity in place to defend them. And that will take some time. But I think the government and the department are aware of that now and are moving in that direction, because if, for instance, the gas interconnector from Moffat was interfered with, then we'd have no electricity, essentially, for most of our activities for a long time to come. If the sea cables off the West Coast were interfered with, not only the data in Ireland wouldn't be available, but also for 75% of the data going to Europe is coming through Irish territorial waters. So it's a new threat that has emerged in recent years, and we have to be able to counter it.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly about his views, his thoughts on the plan, a proposal. It's only a proposal still at this stage, that by the US administration to ask travellers, including people from Ireland, to hand over 5 years of social media history. And an observation from my producer, Mark Lynch, a very, very good one, in terms of we were wondering if any of these demands potentially would apply to people from Russia, given Donald Trump's seemingly admiring relationship with that country. And Mark made the very good observation that, ironically, many people in Russia don't have free access to social media to begin with, because they don't live in a democracy. Anyway, the time is 17 minutes after 10. On the way, we'll bring you an update on how much has been raised from Radio Kerry Christmas Jumper Day, how to enter that Lidl competition to win €100 voucher to mark the official opening of the new Lidl store on the John B. Keane Road in Listowel today. And we'll also be hearing about a report, a survey into women's experience of maternity services at University Hospital Kerry.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Merry Christmas to all our customers from Nolan and Hilses Jewellers Tralee. When you buy a Christmas gift from us, you'll be entered in a free draw for €5,000 worth of prizes. We are the jewellers well known for quality, good value and service. Don't forget, a deposit secures any item at Nolan and Hilses Jewellers Tralee, under the town clock, where love stories begin.
For great Christmas party nights and memorable festive dining, there's an experience for everyone with the O'Donoghue Ring Collection. Create meaningful celebrations across a range of hotels, bars and restaurants, including Killarney Plaza Hotel, The Tan Yard, Café du Parc, O'Donoghue Public House, Pigs Lane and many more in Killarney. Visit odrcollection.com.
Across Ireland, people are committed to securing the future of their rural communities. Our Rural Future is the government's policy that backs that commitment through investment and actions. The Department of Rural and Community Development and the Gaeltacht is now developing the next phase of our rural future and wants to hear your views on what matters most for rural Ireland. For more information or to share your views, go to gov.ie/consultations before December 12, 2025. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
At Harvey Norman, we've got Christmas wrapped up with gifts they'll really love, like the Honor 400 Pro, with smart AI photo tools that make editing effortless, and a pro-level camera for stunning shots. Was 689, now 599, save €90. Or get the Nothing Phone 3 for its premium design, with a powerful processor and a versatile camera to capture every detail beautifully, for 849. And with our best price guarantee, you won't pay more for your gifts. Christmas wrapped up with Harvey Norman.
This Christmas, unwrap the magic of choice with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. Gift your loved ones the freedom to choose their perfect home style with our exclusive gift vouchers. From cozy carpets to elegant furniture, there's a world of possibilities. Visit Corcoran's today and bring joy to every corner of their home. Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets, where Christmas dreams come home.
Relief as derogation extended for 3 years. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, find out what the terms and conditions are for farmers. Blue tongue investigation ramped up in Northern Ireland. Flight chartered to the US with emergency butter supplies. The most tax-efficient way to buy land, plus your free 2026 farming calendar. Never miss a story by getting an Irish Farmers Journal home delivery subscription. Sign up today and get a free farm bucket full of Irish Farmers Journal merchandise. Visit ifj.ie/bucket.
Your heating is on so much more now that the days are getting colder. So make sure your oil tank is topped with Killarney Oil, guaranteed to keep your home feeling cozy all winter long. Call Killarney Oil on 064-66-32007. That's 064-66-32007.
Want to really impress this Christmas? Give the gift of luxury with a gift voucher for Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Nodur Spa. Choose from relaxing overnight stays, sumptuous dinner, or a special spa experience. Visit Ballygarry.com today or call 066-712-3322 to purchase your Christmas gift voucher.
Support Christmas Jumper Day. You can also donate through Payzone. Every euro supports the work of St. Vincent de Paul here in Kerry. Thank you.
The Community Diary on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kelly's Landis, Milltown and Rathmore. Local like you.
The Radio Kerry Community Diary for Thursday, December 11th. Merry Christmas from Main Valley Family Resource Centre, Castlemaine. Christmas markets are on this Saturday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 20 stalls of home baking, jewellery, cards, gifts, glass and pebble art, Christmas table pieces, treats and mulled wine. All welcome. Ballyhigh Community Centre Christmas Bingo takes place this Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m. Cash prizes for a line and a house, with lots of hampers and prizes to be won. Doors open at 3 p.m.
The Community Diary on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kelly's Landis, Milltown and Rathmore. Local like you.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. It's Christmas Jumper Day on Radio Kerry, in aid of St. Vincent de Paul Kerry, helping to put a smile on the face of struggling Kerry families this Christmas.
And an update from Radio Kerry Christmas Jumper Day. The amount of money raised so far is €5,459.44. An incredible start we've had to today's fundraiser. Thanks very much to the Forge Cafe in Castle Island. They've given a very generous donation of €200. And also to a number of individual donations that have been made online via Payzone. Every donation helps hugely. Thank you so much. If you'd like to donate, you can do it online through radiokerry.ie/jumperday and through Payzone. There's also a dedicated phone line for donations on 066, this is the number, 066-712-8021, extension 1, 066-712-8021, extension 1, with 100% of the money going to St. Vincent de Paul in Kerry. You can also make donations directly to the St. Vincent de Paul themselves through their Kerry bank account or through St. Vincent de Paul shops around the county or to Radio Kerry here and also online. thank you for your support. We'll be bringing you an update before the end of the programme. A great start to Radio Kerry Christmas Jumper Day in aid of St. Vincent de Paul, Kerry. And in relation to Lidl, yes, Lidl have officially opened their new brand spanking new store on John B. Keane Road today in Listowel. They have incredible value there on fresh fruit and veg, weekly offers, everyday essentials. And coming back to weekly offers, well, what will you find down the Lidl aisle, the Lidl middle aisle? And to win a €100 voucher, this is your opportunity to do so. We want to hear from you. Answer this question. Your best, the quirkiest, the most moving, the funniest. It can be anything. Something that really hits us. What Lidl middle aisle find has been your best or your favourite find to date? Your best favourite buy to date? And the more random, the better. So you can call 066-719-1224. Leave your answer, name and contact details, or text WhatsApp, or you can send a voice note to Lidl and your answer and contact details. And of course, our text and WhatsApp number is 083-300-300. Details in relation to your data protection can be found on radiokerry.ie. So your best find along the Lidl middle aisle. That is hard to say, actually. So call 066-719-1224. Leave your answer, name and contact details, or text or WhatsApp, or leave a voice note at 083-300-3300. What has been your legendary Lidl middle aisle find? Now, two more on the show this morning. I'm delighted to say now that we are joined on the line by Conor Foley. Now, Conor is HICWA, the Health Information Quality Authority's Programme Manager of the National Care Experience Programme. And yesterday came out details of women's experience of maternity services around the country, including University Hospital Kerry. Good morning to you, Conor. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio morning. Kerry. What did the survey reveal to us about women's views of the maternity services at UHK?
So I suppose just to give a little bit of background to the survey, it's the second national maternity experience survey that we have carried out. We published the results yesterday on yourexperience.ie, and the first survey was carried out in 2020. And so we invited women who gave birth in February and March of this year to respond and tell us about their experiences of maternity care, right through from when they first found out they were pregnant through to the labour and birth, and the care that they would have received at home after having the baby in the first few months. So in total, over 3,300 women responded, which is a fantastic response rate. And actually 63 of those respondents would have given birth in University Hospital Kerry. I suppose overall, you know, very positive results for University Hospital Kerry. So 94% of the women who responded said that they had a good or very good experience. And that's in comparison to 83% nationally. And I suppose we did identify, you know, some particularly positive areas in relation to, you know, feeding support, care given at home after the birth as well, and receiving clear answers from a general practitioner. But I suppose there were some areas for improvement as well, and they related to things like, information on nutrition and information on physical changes to women's bodies when they were pregnant.
And I was just thinking, Conor, that these sort of surveys are very important for the general public and for allowing women to know that they have a voice if they have any concerns, or if they want to share a very positive experience, which appears to be the case for over 90% of women who gave birth between February and May at UHK. They reported either a very good or a good to very good experience. But I do think there is a very important value to these surveys. Not less because we live in an age of disinformation, and I was reading this week about the rise of the free birth movement, which I hadn't been aware of, but it's where you decide to give birth at home, but you have no registered healthcare professional to help you. And unfortunately, according to the journal.ie, it has led to the death of one woman in this country. It's so important that there is this free flow of information, that women can share their experiences, that there is transparency about the whole experience at a maternity hospital, the good and the bad and what can be improved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose this survey is a partnership program between ourselves and HICWA, but also the HSE and the Department of Health. And each of the partners have committed to using the findings to improve care. So, for example, the HSE actually published a response document, again, on yourexperience.ie, outlining the things that they're going to do with the findings. It's also a big element of the next national maternity strategy that is due to come out. So it will inform that. And getting the views of women, they are the experts. They have gone through the journey. They know what was good. They know what was bad. They know where things could have been improved. And it's extremely important to provide that information and to use it. And we're really thankful to everybody who did respond.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Conor Foley, who's HICWA's Programme Manager of the National Care Experience Programme, talking through the findings of a survey which found that 94% of respondents to that survey who gave birth at University Hospital Kerry had a good to very good overall experience of maternity care. That's according to the second National Maternity Experience Survey. And you can find more on yourexperience.ie. And UHK received a higher percentage of good to very good responses than the national average. Would love to hear about your experience. Get in touch on 066 712 3666.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Don't miss Mike Denver and guests in concert at the Teen Thon Theatre Ballybunion on January 2nd and Glen Eagle Arena Killarney on March 14th. Tickets from €35 plus booking fee. Available now from both venues and Ticketmaster.ie. That's Mike Denver and guests at Ballybunion and Killarney. The perfect Christmas gift.
If I was cyberbullied, you'd put your arm around me, right?
If the videos on my feed tried to push me to extremes, would you intervene?
What if I was pressured into a dangerous challenge?
Or became bombarded with videos of self-harm?
Disordered eating.
Suicide.
Children and young people can encounter violence, bullying, explicit content and many other dangers online. Harmful content is never acceptable. Report it to the platform where you see it. Visit Commission the Mann at www.cnam.ie for more on how to report.
Here at Quinlan's, we take great pride in producing what we consider to be Ireland's best smoked salmon. And with Blas na hÉireann gold medals and Great Taste Awards galore, add organic or superior salmon to your dinner table this Christmas, with choices to cover all budgets. Our smoked salmon is enjoyed from Valencia to Vancouver and from Doha to Dubai. So, if you want something special this Christmas, call in to any of our Quinlan's fish shops in Tralee at Dunn's North Circular Road, the Mall or the Horn Centre.
Keens, memories are made at Keens. Memories are made at Keens.
Keens Jewellers have watches, bracelets, wedding rings and more. Earrings, solitaires, choices galore. When the time comes to drop down on one knee, make sure they sparkle under the Christmas tree. Every diamond tells a story. Start yours at Keens Jewellers.
Shop Keens, online at keens.ie or visit us in store at 2 High Street, Killarney.
Ho, ho, ho! Are you looking for the perfect Christmas gifts? TVs, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, headphones, coffee machines, even those fancy robot vacuum cleaners. Well, the best part, they're all available at your nearest sound store or online at soundstore.ie. Oh, ho, ho, sure even Santa shops at Sound Store.
Senator Windows.
Hello, this is Phil Horan. One of the most efficient ways to improve the insulation and security in your home is to upgrade your windows and doors. Whether you're replacing existing windows and doors or planning for a new build, contact us at Senator Windows, Tralee Road, Killarney on 064 66 31195. We'll give you the best advice from our 30 years experience supplying and fitting quality windows and doors in Kerry and West Cork.
Senator Windows, we protect your home.
A Rose Hotel gift card, the perfect gift this Christmas. Give someone you love lots of choice, like an overnight stay, delicious dining options, afternoon tea, or serenity spa treatments. Purchase online at therosehotel.com or call 066 71 99 100. A Rose Hotel gift card, the perfect Christmas gift.
At DID, we know what home means to you. It's the hum of the washing machine, the smell of the first coffee, and the comfort of knowing everything just works. And now we're bringing that feeling to Kerry with the very first DID electrical store in the county. Now open at Deer Park Retail Park, Killarney. with incredible opening offers, giveaways, in-store demos, and all the biggest home appliance and technology brands. DID Electrical, now open in Killarney. For everything you.
Text your comments to 083 300 3300.
Now, somebody in Glenbey, or is it Glencar? Let me double check this. It's Glencar. They are checking if anyone else is having problems with mobile coverage this morning. Please do let us know and get in touch on 066 712 3666 or text or WhatsApp. Dunstores North Circular Road, Tralee, cars are parking on the footpath on the North Circular Road close to Dunstores morning, noon and night. This is in Tralee. They did put a few posts down to stop parking near the zebra crossing, but the whole path needs to be done there, especially as far back as the entrance into Dunstores car park. Our cars are parking right on the corner there, and the cars driving up from Rock Street are getting caught. There's a double lane there for cars turning into the car park. It is chaotic and very dangerous. Thank you for getting in touch, listener, on that. Does that chime with anyone else's views? Another person says, on road safety, I passed a cyclist on the road yesterday. It was sunny and hazy at the time and visibility was limited. He had no high viz, no flashing lights of any description, and I only barely saw him. It can't be highlighted enough how important it is to be seen. We'll get back to more of those comments in a while. Now we go to Offaly, and we are joined on the line by Liam White, who's a reporter who works with Midlands 103 FM, the local station for that area, who's going to speak to us about the very moving and poignant vigil last night in memory and in support of 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his great aunt Mary Holt, who died following an arson attack. Their house was set alight. Good morning to you, Liam. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thanks a million for having me on and to your listeners.
Liam, what was it like, the candlelit vigil last night, the walk?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I'm someone who's been to a load of vigils in my life already, and, you know, it's to no surprise of anybody, it was gut-wrenching, it was heartbreaking. You know, there was a lot of sorrow, there was a lot of sadness amongst everybody that was there, you know, but I think to a certain degree as well, it was beautiful in the way that it was set up, and everybody was coming together in solidarity in the memory of course, Tadhg and Mary, who were tragically killed last weekend. It was just a heroic scene of unity amongst people from both Edenderry and the wider community in Offaly, and from everywhere else as well. There was speeches, there was music played, there was a beautiful speech made by Deacon Paul Wire as well. And what was really, I think, a real fitting moment was in the running track at Derry Rovers Football Club in Edenderry. There was, people were asked if they could walk around the track 4 times to celebrate the 4 years of Tadhg, which for me really solidified how together everybody was and the meaning behind it. And yeah, it was just a really emotional night, but at the same time, it was beautifully made and beautifully celebrated by people.
That really captures the fact that poor Tadhg was only 4 years old, and of course his grand-aunt as well, Mary Holt, who was 60. It's terribly poignant. It's terrible what's happened. It's evil. And of course, the Gardaí have released CCTV footage of the arson attack in Edenderry at the house that Tadhg and Mary were in, and it's chilling to view, isn't it? But it's heartening. It must be heartening, the huge level of support that came out last night in solidarity in the memories of Tadhg and of Mary, and of course Tadhg's grandmother, who's still in hospital, actually, Liam.
To our knowledge, she's still in hospital recovering.
And their family.
It's absolutely dreadful what happened. And like you mentioned there, the footage came out, I would say, about an hour or two before I headed over to the actual vigil itself. And I remember asking people about it. And, you know, one person described it, the two people involved, as scum, and saying that they don't belong to be part of the Edenderry community. One person described Mary as someone who didn't have children but was a mother to all, you know. And that's a real strong statement from somebody. It shows how much Mary was part of the community. It shows how much she was adored and loved by everybody that she cared for, neighbours as well. And like you mentioned there, you know, for young Tadhg Farrell at 4 years of age is absolutely no age at all to be losing a life or to be organising a funeral for somebody. It's that old phrase, you know, I shouldn't be burying my children. My children should be burying me. And, you know, nothing's more poignant than that. It's terrible what's happened.
And is it correct that, Liam, that Tadhg's funeral will take place tomorrow?
It is indeed. Yeah, Tighe's funeral will be taking place at St Mary's Church in Eanderry tomorrow at 12 noon. He'll be reposing at Larkin's Funeral Home in Eanderry today from 4 o'clock until 7 p.m. this evening. Mary Hull's funeral will be held on Sunday. We don't currently at this moment in time have details. Details haven't been published online yet or anything like that, but I can guarantee you there'll be a huge turnout, not just for the wake this evening, but for the funerals that are taking place this weekend. And I mean, look, for Eanderry, it's a town that's probably never going to recover from something like this, and they're going to need extra help in the future, that's for sure.
Would it indicate as well, given the large turnout for the vigil last night, that the Gardaí will get the support, the help, the information they need in helping to get justice for Tighe and Mary? I know the Chief Superintendent, Anthony Lonergan, was asking anyone who noticed anything suspicious to speak to Gardaí.
Yeah, I suppose Tony McCormack, Offaly TD, was in the Dáil the other day, and I think what really stood out was his phrase, criminals do not operate on office hours and safety shouldn't either. I think that was a real big statement from him. You know, I think he spoke really well, to be fair to him, about, you know, there needs to be probably more of a presence of an Garda Síochána in around the town, because like was said there, you know, crime waits for absolutely nobody. It has no time limit or anything like that. And there's also been petitions also been signed for further Garda presence in amongst the streets of Eanderry as well. I believe there's been a load of people. I believe there's been over 1,000 signatures already to open the Eanderry station full time now, because I believe it operates from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. 5 days a week, which would be a huge, huge thing for the town, and not just for the town, but I think for the county in general, you know, not just relying maybe on Tullamore Garda Station or possibly Burr Garda Station, but there is a station for people that they can feel safer in their streets, safer in their community. And I think the sooner that this happens, the better. Otherwise, we're going to see situations like this happen again right across the country, in small towns and small villages where, you know, like nobody has ever meant harm or anything like that.
Well said, well said. We've been speaking to Liam White, who is a reporter for Midlands 103, who attended that very poignant vigil last night in Eanderry for the victims of that arson, that horrific arson which claimed the life of a four-year-old boy and his grand-aunt, Tighe Farrell and Mary Holt. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Liam. The time now is 19 minutes to 11. More on the way, and we'll also be playing, well, I'm not going to spoil the treat for you. You'll have to listen in.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling. Collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Are you a small business looking to get on Christmas shoppers' radar? Do you provide a local gift or service perfect for last-minute ideas? Then why not let us tell people about it? If you're a small shop, a florist, a craft person, a driving instructor, a restaurant that does vouchers or an experience, give Radio Kerry Sales a call to find out about our small business advertising package. Call 066 712 3600 or email sales@radiokerry.ie and let us help tell your story.
Make Christmas moments a little sweeter at Cost Cutter. Coca-Cola 330ml 8-pack, only €7. And Diet Coke or Coke Zero 8-packs, just €6 each, plus deposit. Cadbury Heroes or Rose's 290-gram cartons at €6 each. Viennetta Vanilla or Mint 650ml for only €2 each. And celebrate with iHeart Prosecco Frizzante, 6 bottles for €50. Cost Cutter, the beating heart of the community. Please drink responsibly.
Celebrate the festive season with family and friends at Seamsa Tíre. From feel-good country music and Ballet Ireland's Cinderella to their much-loved Christmas panto. Visit Santa in his enchanted winter wonderland, and your dog is welcome too. But hurry, limited availability for weekend tickets. Give the gift of entertainment with Seamsa Tíre vouchers and tickets. Book now at seamsatíre.com.
Hi there, Francis Brennan here from At Your Service. By purchasing just one ticket in the St. Vincent de Paul car draw, you could make a real difference in someone's life. Get your ticket, and not only could you drive away in style, but you'll also be able to help Vincent de Paul bring hope to those who need it most. Find out more at svp.ie/cardraw25.
Hi, Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy here. In business, time is everything, and managing people shouldn't slow you down. At HR Buddy, we deliver HR services to companies across Ireland. And now there's HR Buddy Manager, the all-in-one HR software. It's designed by real HR experts, so it actually works the way you need it to. From contracts to compliance, payroll to training, manage it all in one secure platform. HR Buddy Manager, built for business. Visit hrbuddy.ie for more.
A
gift is what Christmas is often about. But what do you do when ideas run out? With a voucher from the Kingsley, the problem is moot. It's a present to please and a promise to suit. Give a voucher from the Kingsley down by the river. Online at thekingsley.ie.
For the person with everything, give them a Cora Boyle gift card. Cora Boyle gift cards can be used to purchase anything from Cora Boyle, such as home heating oil, petrol, diesel, and if you need groceries or breakfast, lunch or dinner from Cora Deli, then Cora Boyle has you covered. Get your gift card from any of the Cora Boyle locations or online at coraboyle.com. Happy Christmas from Cora Boyle.
At Harvey Norman, we've got Christmas wrapped up. Looking for the perfect gift for the music lovers? Get the Bose SoundFlex Bluetooth speaker. Crystal clear sound that fills any room for $129. Grab the JBL Charge 6 Bluetooth speaker with bold bass and a battery that lasts all season long for $149. Or go hands-free with the Shox Open Run Pro 2 headphones, the ultimate blend of comfort and performance for $159. And with our best price guarantee, you won't pay more for your gifts. Christmas wrapped up with Harvey Norman.
Zach Bryan with Heaven on Tour.
Poison myself again, something in the orange.
Live at Parquet Queen, June 21st.
Subject to license.
I wish I didn't.
Tickets from $97.25 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees. Presented by Aiken Promotions.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
And as if to prove it works efficiently, the Minister for Communications, Mr. Mitchell, made the inaugural phone call to Pat Kenny in the streets of Dublin.
I wanted to ask you about the time you were awarded Best Dressed Man of the Year. What I want to know is, how can an interviewer on RTE afford to be Best Dressed Man?
Well, it's quite simple, really, Minister. In RTE, we can dress for half price, because we only have to dress from the waist up.
Seriously, do you think this new development would have helped people in broadcasting? Do you see it as being used in broadcasting?
As a matter of fact, it does come in useful. The other day on the Today at 5 programme, we had to talk to a friend of yours, actually, Tom Darby.
And can you guess that what that was? Yeah, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It is the first mobile phone call made in Ireland 40 years ago today. And you heard there Pat Kenny, of course. Pat is ageless. I think he's a vampire. I think he looks and almost the same as he did 40 years ago. Pat Kenny, broadcaster Pat Kenny with RTE, then of course speaking to the then communications minister Jim Mitchell, and had a chat there about Mr. Kenny, Pat Kenny, being the Best Dressed Man of the Year award, Best Dressed Man of the Year in 1985. When was your first mobile phone? When did you get that? Mine was in 1999, and it was an 088 number, and I'm really showing how old I am. An old 088 analogue. Anyway, a fun anniversary to mark today. Now, we are delighted, I'm delighted to say now that we are joined in studio by Catherine Carty. And Catherine has been appointed first as the new chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership. But more than that, it is a new, as Catherine is the first woman to be appointed to the chair of KRSP. That's Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership. Good morning to you, Catherine. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, congratulations.
Good morning, Tressa. Thank you. I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be in the role and following in some big footsteps. So, you know, I look forward to the challenge of that.
Tell us, first of all, what exactly does the Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership do? What are your aims and what do you hope to achieve as the new chair?
So the Recreation Sports Partnership encourages, promotes and supports people in Kerry to get active. I guess underneath all that, the aim is to get more people more active more often and to create opportunities for everyone across the county to get active in whatever way they choose. So it provides a lot of training, maybe to clubs and to people who want to get involved, and implements and coordinates a whole variety of different programs for people of different age groups. You know, it's really there to create opportunities for the people of Kerry to get active.
Because when I think sports, I think of young people, I think of athletic people, and I wouldn't always necessarily consider sports, especially after you leave school, for adults, that it's something that many people see that they can get involved in. They might feel I'm too old, or I'm too out of shape, or whatever, or I have a physical disability or another form of challenge.
Yeah, no, I suppose one of the key aims of the Recreation Sports Partnership is to make sure that the message gets out there that sport is for everybody, and there is something that you might like and enjoy participating in that you've never experienced before. So what, plenty of people are involved in sport when they're young, but yeah, we do see people drop out of that as they get older, and they just, you know, don't see it as something that is for them. Increasingly now, though, thankfully, more people, as they age, as they enter into retirement, are beginning to enjoy, you know, different sports maybe than what they played when they were younger, or what they got involved with when they were younger, and the opportunities are out there. They're new and they're growing all the time, and Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership has some great opportunities for people of all age groups.
Now, in addition to this new role that you've acquired as chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership, you also have a very, very prestigious role as UNESCO chair on transforming the lives of people with disabilities in education, in sport, in recreation and fitness at MTU. Tell us a little bit about that role, and obviously it sounds just from the title alone that it would be a natural fit with your new role as chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership.
Okay, so the UNESCO chair role, I suppose the UNESCO chair we've had in MTU since 2013. So I've been UNESCO chair, around that time. And what we're doing with that chair is we look at the global policy around sport and physical education and make it meaningful at a local level. That's what we want to do. Our chair role is global. So really what we've been doing is we've been doing research, developing educational resources to support people working in the sports sector to make sure that when they're providing sport opportunities, they're doing it well, in a way that's safe and a way that's effective and a way that can include everybody. Because it's really important that everybody knows there are opportunities for them to get involved in sport, whether or not you have a disability or you face whatever barriers you might face in getting involved in sport. We're trying to make sure that those barriers come down and that people have opportunities to get involved in sport in their communities. So our UNESCO chair role is quite diverse, to be honest. It's we do a lot on global sport policy, as I said. We've presented at the UN venues in Geneva, in Paris, in New York, advocating for making sure that sport opportunities are there for everybody, especially those with disabilities who face many hurdles in trying to access sport opportunities in their communities. So that's what we've been doing.
And what is access to sport and physical activity? What is that like for people with physical disabilities in Kerry at the moment? Are there areas of improvement that could be made?
Well, to be honest, in Kerry, there's been fantastic work happening in the area of inclusion of people with disabilities in sport for a long time. I'd say since the mid-90s, the Health and Leisure Programme in IT Tralee, have been emphasising and putting a lot of importance on how to include people with disabilities in sport. So making sure that those going out into the workforce, I suppose, to work in sport, are well equipped to include people with disabilities. So the adapted physical activity programmes have been operating there for, since the mid-90s, really. And also in Kerry, we have Active Disability Ireland that provide training and education and resources, again, around the inclusion of people with disabilities in sport and physical education. So I would say that there are good opportunities in Kerry. I do think that people with disabilities still face some challenges in accessing sport, but thankfully through the work of the Recreation Sports Partnership, Active Disability Ireland, and increased levels of awareness, I think, in clubs around the county, more people with disabilities are getting access to sport and activity. And there's a lot of expertise around there to help clubs who want to include more people with disabilities in what they do.
And of course, there are other angles as well that no doubt you'll be looking at. For example, Swim Ireland had a report yesterday in which they spoke about the lack of public swimming pools across the country. And also, I suppose, as well, when we look at older people, people aged 65 and over, making it easier and more affordable for them to get active, because obviously that's important. Being healthy, being physically healthy, is an important way of allowing people to stay and remain healthy as long as they can possibly do so throughout their lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? It's whatever you want to do. You could be going for a walk. You could be getting involved in a club. You know, so there are lots of different options for people out there. And there's a new, actually, Get Ireland Active map coming online where people can check out what's in their area, what type of activities exist, no matter what age you are. So like we know in Kerry as well, you've got Park Run operating in many different venues, and Junior Park Run as well. So that's there for people to get involved in. For the older adult group you mentioned, we coming up at the end of January, I think it is, or February, we have the Go for Life Regional Games, and they're specifically for older adults.
Go for Life Regional Games. Where's that happening?
Yeah, they're taking place in Killarney Sport and Leisure Centre on the 4th of February this year. So there are some new games in there that people might have never heard of. So even we've got Flisk, which is like a cross Flisk. Yeah.
F-L-I-S-K.
That's it. Yeah. It's a mix of frisbee and horseshoe pitching.
I'm intrigued. We'll have to cover that.
Yeah. And we've skittle.
Skittle,
which is an adapted 10-pin bowling and skittles.
Skittle. S-K-I-D-D-L-E?
S-C-I-D.
Oh,
I-L-L.
Skittle.
That's a
new word, I'll
be. Molly, which is an adaptation of the game of cornhole. So there's all these new games that people, you know, like sometimes people when they were younger, maybe they weren't interested in sport. But now there are all these new opportunities for people to get involved in and find something that's a good fit for you. And it's really about health and well-being, but also social inclusion. And a lot of the time, these sporting activities, there's a 19th hole, you know, there's a social element at the end where, you know, you can chat with your friends, meet new people. And it's a great way of, you know, for people new in our community as well to integrate into the community. Like sports, there's lots of different dimensions to how sport is good for you and why getting involved in these activities can be good. Pickleball is another new one. You know, lots of opportunities for pickleball across the county in Tralee, Listowel, Camp.
We'll have to get you back in, Catherine. This is amazing. We'll have to find out more about pickleball, about skittle, all these games that, well, I'd heard of pickleball, but skittle is definitely a new one on me.
Yeah.
Catherine, it's been so lovely meeting you. Wishing your enthusiasm just shines through, and your gusto, and wishing you every success as the new chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership. Do stay in touch. We'll be talking to you again. Catherine Carty there. Thank you so much for coming in to us. We're nearly out of time on Kerry Today. I'd like to thank Mark Lynch, who did a sterling job as ever producing this morning show, to Kaya Flynn on sound, and Elma Nix, who took your calls and comments. The €100 Lidl voucher winner for today. Well, this is great. When last June, when my husband was driving our daughter's car, he went shopping at Lidl in Killarney. When he returned to the car, it failed to start. He rang the AA. They didn't come out to the car, as only the daughter was an AA customer, and she was the only one covered for breakdown. He then went back into Lidl, saw a portable jump starter with power bank in the middle aisle. He bought it, and it was an absolute lifesaver. He thankfully got going again, and that comes in from Marie O'Brien. Well done, Marie. You have won €100 voucher courtesy of Lidl to mark the opening of their new store in the John B. Keane Road in Listowel. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Keep those Kerry Christmas jumper sporting them and supporting Kerry Christmas Jumper Day for St. Vincent de Paul Kerry. Francis is up next with the 11-1 Club.
It's almost 11 o'clock. Neuex Newman's for all your DIY needs.
It's Neuex Newman's, kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
This week on Kerry's Full Breakfast, the 11-1 Club and the afternoon show, we're giving you the chance to win big. Imagine unwrapping a brand new Beko fridge freezer from Tom O'Burke Electrical, Castle Island. Perfect for keeping your Christmas feast fresh and fabulous. And then, thanks to Kelly's Landis, Milltown and Rathmore, we'll fill it with a €200 shopping voucher, taking care of your Christmas food shop. So don't miss your chance to win a fridge full of Christmas cheer on Radio Kerry. With thanks to Tom O'Burke Electrical Castle Island and Kelly's Londis Milltown and Rathmore.
Since opening Denjo's in Castle Island in 1980 and Killarney in 1986, you've welcomed our family into yours. We've watched generations grow through match days and late night chats. You've made us who we are today. To the people of Kerry and beyond, thank you for every smile, every memory. As Denjo celebrates 45 years, we wish everyone a happy Christmas.
The gift of a Grand Hotel Tralee voucher this Christmas is a present that will keep on giving long after the festive season is over. Renowned as a wonderful family-run central hotel, you will always get a warm welcome and enjoy delicious food and drink. Pick up your Christmas gift voucher today at the Grand Hotel Tralee.
Danish home retailer Jysk has now opened its 30th store in Ireland at Mahon Point Retail Park, Cork. Jysk has a wide range of products for the home, from beds, mattresses, duvets and pillows, to office and living furniture, home textiles and decorative products. To help mark the occasion, Jysk will have up to 60% off across the entire range at each of their stores throughout December. Head down to your nearest Jysk store today and pick up a great offer.
The body is that of a 35-year-old. Significant lesions to the face, particularly the right temple, correlating to the intracranial hemorrhaging observed. Seatbelt abrasions clear across chest and abdomen. Broken femur and tibia, right leg. Cause of death, drink driving.
Drink and drive, and you could put someone on a mortuary slab. A message from the Road Safety Authority. Visit rsa.ie.
The fastest and easiest way to apply or renew a passport for you or your child is online. But if you find applying online challenging, the Passport Assist Service is here to help. For one-to-one support, call the Passport Assist Service on 01 6131 795.
This week at Dunn Stores, pick up 6 bottle cases of Santa Rita 120 Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Sauvignon, €48 each. That's just €8 per bottle. Choose from our Lindt Lindor Truffles 337 gram range, now only €10 each. And get deal 10 of our 12 deals of Christmas with a great selection of Lego sets, now half price. Plus, save more with your 10 off 50 voucher. Make Christmas for everyone at Dunn Stores. Terms and conditions apply. Vouchers can be used on next grocery shop. Excludes alcohol. Please drink sensibly.
The big festive sale is now on at Topline McCarthy's Kenmare. Make your home sparkle this Christmas with lots of festive essentials, including a fantastic selection of artificial trees, wreaths, garlands, indoor and outdoor lights, beautiful quality decorations, and so much more. Add that little bit of Christmas magic to your home with fantastic festive offers at Topline McCarthy's Kenmare.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Look, I always say it, we're so lucky that we come from the county that we come from and be able to produce the players that we produce, and it's something I think